Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How you been?
I'm great. This is my kind of weather.
I know. I love it.
Hey, guess what I'm going to do this weekend?
Shooting something?
No, that's Friday. You know the guest from the Lenfoot Hike Inn, the All Green
Inn? You're
not
going up there.
I am for Mother's Day. You know, I have connections.
See that. That's good work. Nice.
I'm looking forward to that. So next week.
Are you going with your family or friends?
No, whole family, all four of us. So next week, our listeners need to tune in because we talked about the experience at the Lenfoot Hike Inn. Now I can tell you firsthand.
What really goes down.
Exactly. On Mother's Day at the Lenfoot Hike Inn. I'm excited about our show, Lee. We've had some themed shows lately, but today we are breaking it up. We've got all kinds of different guests, so hang on tight. And our listeners are really in for a treat because, I mean, we've got everything today. Everything from marketing to some legal folks. But our first guest is a husband-wife team. I'm looking forward to this, and then we're going to wrap it up at the end with the husband-and-wife team. So go figure. You know, all those folks out there that think I could never work with my spouse? Well, our first guest this morning, we have Vincent and Julia from Precision Custom Metals. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy.
So I got to know, first of all, what's it like to work as husband and wife?
It's definitely got its perks. We know if each other had a bad day, and we can guess each other's mood.
All right.
So you know whether to talk to someone at nighttime when they come home.
Okay. Now, your business, too, is unusual because Precision Custom Metals, I mean, you got to talk about that. You do big stuff. I've seen you've gotten some awards lately in the Atlanta paper I saw you featured. First of all, tell us what Precision Custom Metals is.
PCM, or Precision Custom Metals, is a custom metal design and manufacturing company. We design, engineer, build, and install monumental stairs, custom rails, metal and glass canopies, and high-end architectural accents, sculptures, and water features, too.
So who has the background, the design background? Because that's pretty interesting. I mean, it's not, these aren't little things either. I saw the huge awning you did at a hotel,
right,
and
yes,
you've done some work at the Capitol's Visitor Center, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are big pieces.
We do a lot of work with the architects and contractors. We work hand in hand with them to develop their design into something that's functional. We're heavy into the engineering part of it, where we rely on the architects and designers for their original design.
Why did you choose this specialized market? I mean, there's a lot of different things you could design.
Yeah, we were in the furniture business early on, mm-hmm, and making architectural furniture, and it just seemed that there was a piece missing, that clients wanted bigger pieces, staircases, monumental stairs, and they didn't know where to go to, and they wanted that furniture quality. Mm-hmm. So naturally, we just fell into that niche. It was only supposed to be a guy in a truck.
What makes stairs such a challenge? That there weren't that many people doing that?
It's the higher-end stairs that are the problem. They're working with the different materials, the bronzes, the stainlesses, and the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporating all those together seems to be a challenge for most people. And metal workers like to stick with metal, and wood guys like to stick with wood, mm-hmm, where we incorporate all those things into our accent.
And it becomes like the jewelry of the piece.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The accents. You could have a great building, but it's, you know, structurally, but unless you add the accents.
Right.
So how did you get the work at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center?
That was interesting. We've answered a request from a contractor who was looking for someone to help value engineer the project. They had gone grossly over budget with some of the items there, and they had some bronze railings that were solid bronze, and they wanted them value engineered to save some money. So we came up with a design that used custom accents, but we didn't use solid members. It was all hollow. Saved them about $80,000 on that one portion of the project.
So you've got a lot of work outside of Atlanta. Can you tell us about any of the projects inside Atlanta?
Sure. We've done quite a few projects in Atlanta over the past 14 years. Let's see, the Craft Atlanta and Craft Bar, which was just completed last year at the mansion. We did the monumental stair and a lot of architectural accents in there. And we've done work on some of the Buckhead Life Group restaurants, including Kima and Chops, mm-hmm, Lobster Bar. And we also did the Chops Lobster Bar in Boca Raton. But other Atlanta restaurants include Aquanox, Lola, Strip at the Atlantic Station, Lucky Food Lounge. And for the Biltmore Hotel, we did bronze ballroom railings and other decorative accents. And we also did the Ritz Spa at Lake Oconee and several Atlanta penthouses, including 2500 Peachtree Street, Park Avenue, and the Phoenix.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And you've been in business 14 years, mm-hmm. did you say?
14 years.
Yes.
Whew. So when someone brings you in, do they say, hey, look at this box, make it more interesting, or do they usually have something in mind and they just need the engineering component?
They usually have something in mind, and we figure out how to make it work.
So what's something that's like crazy that they said, and you're like, you got to be kidding me.
Right now we're working on a floating stair for the University of Hawaii, and it's only anchored at the ground and up at the top, and it's a dog leg radius rail. Mm-hmm. If you could see my hands, you'd never look.
Right,
But you got to now figure out a way to make that work?
So we had to engineer a way in order to get the architect what mm-hmm. they were looking for, which took a long time. And
has there ever been an instance where you're like, no, that's... we can't do that? Or you just always figure out a way?
No, we just always figure out a way. We're the mm-hmm. people you go mm-hmm. to when no one else wants to do it.
Right.
What's your background? I mean, do one of you have an engineering background, or do you have an engineer on staff?
We have an engineer on staff.
On staff. Yeah.
We've been doing this for so many years that we've just kind of figured out some ways to put things together.
And I have a BA in art, but not a 3D BA.
Yeah, and that is definitely 3D.
But you do also sculptures, right?
We do.
Yes. Is that, obviously that's a different skill set. Is that more rewarding for you guys?
It's just different. There's one sculpture that you actually can see from your car if you're driving north on 85 towards Spaghetti Junction. Just after the Corvette dealership on the left, it catches your eye because it's rotating. It's a stainless steel sculpture of two praying hands. It's in front of the In Touch Ministries building. And we got an award for that one.
Neat.
Yes.
Any other awards we should know about?
I'm sure there's lots.
This is 3 years in a row we won Silver Place with the National Ornamental and Miscellaneous Metals Association, which is an international organization.
Mm-hmm.
So always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
No doubt. So in the information that was sent to me, which really intrigued me and wanted me to invite y'all as a guest, you talked about value engineering and why you call it more optimizing value. We've talked a little bit about how you're the jewelry on mm-hmm. the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe talk to that point a little bit about optimizing value.
Go ahead, Vincent.
Sure. When you value engineering has got such a negative tone to it. Everyone
with
thinks
the word
that,
value. Well, why, become, why is that negative?
Because it's kind of become synonymous with cheap and
So we'd like to take it to the next level and use our skills and processes to save the customer money, making mm-hmm. it our way, and maybe just engineering a fitting differently that saves them money and.
But keeps the true design intent that the architect had in mind. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. With the economy, I know people are thinking, oh, that would not be a good business to be in. But y'all have weathered the hardships. Tell us about that.
We have. We were welding lawnmower handles last year. We were doing anything we could last year to keep the doors open. However, this year things have turned around, and we've got lots of projects going on. Projects are being re-released that were shut down years before.
Right, they had planned for it, and then they put it on hold.
Right.
Yes, we had a lot in our sales pipeline, and then they just disappeared and stopped and, like, indefinite hold.
Yeah, but it's picking up again.
It is.
Picking up. Yeah, we've got the Four Seasons in Baltimore that started up again. We're working on the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. So, yeah, some great projects.
Wonderful. How can our listeners reach you? If they're listening and they think either they want a sculpture for their home or they might have a business they want to add some flair to, how can they reach you?
They can call us at 770-938-5000 or on our website. It's www.precisioncustommetals.com.
And your website is neat, too, because it's got a lot of pictures of these projects.
Thank you. Thanks. We've also got on Facebook some more recent pictures.
Oh, good. Well, maybe you'll have to add this interview to
Facebook.
We
will. Oh,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And the husband and wife team is always neat. When it works, right?
Yes.
That's right.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we hope our listeners will definitely visit the website because some of the photos of what you do.
They are amazing.
It is amazing. It blows my mind
how,
especially the things that are hanging, the suspending things. Because you know it's heavy. It's metal.
Right.
Very interesting. Well, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
That's cool, Lee. I do like especially the husband and wife team. Could you work with your wife?
Yeah, absolutely. We used to work together.
Whew. I'm not going to comment on that one.
You couldn't do it? Come on.
No.
What are you talking about?
Even doing yard work together is a challenge.
Really?
You know, yeah, we have
You spend so much time together.
I know. Doing fun stuff, though. Not working.
That's the stress of work, but yeah. It's too stressful, huh?
Yeah, I guess.